We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. Thursday night, a big night across the state. State qualifying meets, and a Class 1A district in Griswold will have coverage throughout the night. I'll be live in Griswold providing updates. We'll have interviews, results on KSOM. Talking now with Andy Everett, head coach for Griswold Boys Track and Field. And Andy, how are you feeling about your team coming into the state qualifying meet?
Oh, pretty good. You can't be the person that gets all up in arms when you don't get first place. You got to know the numbers inside and out. And if you get fifth place, but if you're in the right time, then you'll feel pretty good about making it in. So that's probably the thing the fans don't see, because you come into a 1A district and you're like, well, you got to get first place to get in so that you know you got in that night. Well, most of us aren't going to know what we got in until this weekend or whenever they get it figured out. And as long as you're okay with that, then it's just fine.
Well, you look
I mean,
at,
I've,
yeah, you
I've
look
been,
at,
go ahead. Sorry. Like, I keep mathematical records of the averages for every event for the last 10 years, and I've got it in my pocket, and I know if you do this, you're probably going to get in. It doesn't matter if you're second place or fifth place, and that helps a little bit. Like, we were up at Audubon in a district quite a while back, and my kid happened to win the long jump, so he knows he's in. And the son of one of the coaches up at Audubon jumped really well, and he was in eighth place. And he's like, geez, I ain't going to get in. And his dad told me, go check with Everett. He's got that list. So I got my list out, and I looked at it and said, according to this, you're going to get in. And it ended up, he got in. Top eight guys in the long jump at that district got into state.
Wow.
And that happens once in a while. So, if you get third or fourth or fifth, if you run a good time, you'll still get in.
Absolutely. Well, you look at relays, for instance. I mean, Riverside seems to rank number one in every single relay, except, of course, the shuttle hurdle relay. And you look at the shuttle, and you have the fastest time in the district, second fastest time in Class 1A behind South O'Brien, and then Lennox is fifth in 1A, Riverside is sixth. So, how do you see that race? Just a fast, fast district. Three of the top six in Class 1A are in one district.
Yeah, and that shuttle is an interesting old bird, because have you been getting away with stuff when you ran that best time, or have you been leaving when you're supposed to leave when you ran that best time? And you don't, like, I know that we've been leaving at the when you're supposed to leave correctly, but all these other teams, maybe they are, maybe they're not, and they'll find out pretty quick at districts or at state whether they're really leaving early or not, and whether they can really run that time or not.
Absolutely. And then you look at a guy like Holden Jensen, who ranks second in the district in the 3200 behind Parker Heisterkamp of St. Albert, but he's not that far away. He's 17th in Class 1A. In the 1600, he ranks a little bit further back. So what do you see from Holden going into these long-distance runs?
Holden runs those times. He's also running a couple 800s in those meets too. And these other guys, they'll cherry pick things and they'll just run the 2 mile one day and won't even run anything else. And the next meet, they'll just run the mile and won't run anything else. So that stuff helps Holden get in shape. Plus, he's just a tremendous worker. He runs on his own all the time, and hopefully I think we're going to peak at the right time, and he's going to run some good times, and he's going to get the job done. I'll tell you what, if anybody deserves to get in, it's Holden.
Yeah, just a great kid, and dual sported it in the fall, and now hopefully he'll get a chance to run on the Blue Oval next week. Another fast race is the 110 Highs, because you got Gabe Funk of Lennox, Jackson Gordon of Riverside, Peyton Cook there. He has the ninth fastest time in 1A, assuming that Gordon runs the 110 Highs. You never know, because he's slated to run a lot of relays.
Right.
How do you see about Cook in that race, even if he's going head-to-head with Gabe Funk? I mean, it's a little bit of a rematch of Drake relays there.
Yep, and in the Highs, Peyton's been right there with him. I'm not sure if I remember, he might beat him one time this season. But anyway, he's been just right there with him every time. So it'll be a fun race.
And so what are some of the others that you're kind of looking at for your boys here coming into districts that I have not mentioned?
Connor Bauer should have a good shot in high jump. He's been jumping really well lately as he steps down really well. RJ Deshaun had a little bit of an elbow injury there for a while, but really came through for us at conference and through a PR, so he should have a good shot in the discus. And, I don't know. It's a big secret about what events you're going to run. I don't know if I can say it on the radio. The relays, it's like top secret stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game for between coaches, because you have to pick four events. There's a lot of kids running a lot of different relays throughout the season, and it's a hard decision, isn't it, sometimes to narrow it down, and you have to sacrifice one relay for the success of another.
Yeah, it's not really a big secret for us. We're pretty much set on what we were going to run, and we never make it cloak and dagger, and we don't do the thing where, like some coaches do, where they're signed up for all these things and then they're going to scratch this at the last minute and do that. We don't do that thing because we just worry about ourselves and we do what we're going to do. And if we do our job right, we'll be fine and we'll get in. It's not stressful if you figure out mathematically what you should be doing, because that can be done. You can use statistics and standard deviation and then Z scores, and you can compare one event to another event and you can know, oh, that one's better, we'll do that one. And then if you just follow the unbiased truth of the math, you don't have to stress over it.
And what do you make just of the opportunity to host this and to host the Corner Conference meet? You also hosted a couple of other track meets throughout the regular season. This doesn't happen too often to be able to host all these meets in 1 year. That's got to be extra special for these kids.
Yeah, it's nice. It gives you a little home cooking. It does. I figured this would happen, and it did happen. Just because where we sit, we were going to draw a boatload of really tough teams, which did happen. So that's a little bit of a drawback, but I'll take staying at home because, again, you just got to run your time. It doesn't really matter who's at your district. You just got to run your time.
Well, it all starts on Thursday night. Field events at 4 o'clock. Running events start at 4:45. And we'll have coverage throughout the evening on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you on Thursday night to state qualifying meet. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Andy Everett, head coach for Griswold Boys Track and Field, joining us here on KSOM.